This is Radio Superior, 1956. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, 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 you guys, dolls, cats, hand kittens. Tim Michaels are rocking your world. It's a radioactive Monday, October 29th, 1956. Lou Martin does the 6 o'clock news. We'll have a live shot with Machine Gun Kelly at the newest, biggest, and reddest owl in Superior. George G. Newton will be in to say what's wrong with the newest, biggest, and reddest. And Cool Cal will have the bad news about the latest Packer loss. Red Owl Supermarket is footing the bill for the 6 o'clock news. Big Red Values in their Big Red Meat Department for their grand opening in Superior. T-bone steaks, 89 cents a pound. Ground beef, 33 cents a pound, and frozen pies, Dutch oven, apple or cherry, banquet beef, chicken or turkey, five for a dollar. Lou, it's all yours, Daddy.
Good evening, Tim, and good listeners. Ike is alarmed over the Middle East. Russians refuse to withdraw from Hungary, and a new Kinsey report is out. We begin our world report from the nation's capital.
This is Jack Bell in Washington. President Eisenhower and his top aides are gravely alarmed at the possibility that war may break out in the Middle East. Only the highest order of Israeli-Arab statesmanship could avert a Middle East explosion. Officials are looking to Israel's Prime Minister, David Ben-Gurion, as the man who holds the decision. With war jitters mounting, Israel is reported to be mobilizing from 150,000 to 200,000 men along its frontiers. Mr. Eisenhower issued an unusual public appeal to Ben-Gurion that, quote, no forceful initiative be taken which would endanger the peace. We have not heard of such large-scale mobilization in countries neighboring Israel which would warrant such Israeli mobilization, end quote. The State Department last night advised the 8,000 Americans in Israel, Jordan, Egypt, and Syria to leave immediately. An official closely following developments there says it is impossible to overstate the seriousness of Arab-Israeli tensions. This official, who asked not to be quoted by name, says the Middle East picture is far more serious than at any time since the 1948 Israeli-Arab conflict, when they were granted independent statehood by the United Nations. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
This is Calvin Thornton in Boston. Adlai Stevenson says President Eisenhower has a do-nothing attitude of hopeless defeatism on saving the world from hydrogen devastation. In a bristling reply to Eisenhower's H-bomb white paper of last week, he says the president, quoting again, seems insensitive to the danger of radioactive fallout from H-bomb explosions. The Stevenson statement calling the president's white paper remarkable for misstatements and distortions came a few hours after his arrival here in Boston with the claim that the Democrats are gaining and nothing can stop them in the election a week from tomorrow. In Miami, President Eisenhower opened a vote-seeking expedition into the Deep South today with a call for handling the explosive civil rights problem to the greatest possible extent on a local and state basis. Speaking at a campaign rally at Miami's International Airport, the president made no mention of the Brown versus the Topeka Board of Education 1954 Supreme Court ruling against racial segregation in the nation's public schools, a ruling being resisted by Florida and Deep South states. But there was no mistaking, he had both the court ruling and the civil rights problems in mind when he told his audience, quote, 4 years ago, I pledged as president of all the people, I would use every proper influence of my office to promote for all citizens that equality before the law and of opportunity visualized by our founding fathers, unquote. Coincidentally, in nearby Wildwood, Florida, a Negro farm laborer accused of insulting a white woman apparently has been lynched. In the protective custody of Police Chief Ed Mullis, 29-year-old Jesse Woods is now missing from his blood-stained cell after the chief left the jail unguarded. According to a store clerk in Wildwood, Woods had said, "Hello there, baby," to the woman. This is Calvin Thornton, the Associated Press.
This is a Mutual Radio News Flash.
Hello, this is Max Jordan in Jerusalem. Israeli military forces drove across the border into Egypt today and appear to have gone at least 75 miles into Egyptian territory. The two-pronged attack was announced by Israeli military authorities just moments ago. Quintilla is on the Sinai Peninsula. The Bible says Ishmael, ancestor of the Arab, lived there. The action was announced in the midst of a Middle East war scare. Israel is on a war footing. The military says troops have taken up a position near the Habal Road junction toward the Suez Canal. The announcement claims the attack is necessary because of what it calls continued Egyptian attacks on citizens and on Israeli sea and land communication. It says Egypt's purpose is to cause destruction and deprive residents of the possibility of a peaceful existence. Announcing the call-up of reserve battalions in what it termed a partial mobilization, Israel denied it had any aggressive intent. Tension in Israel has mounted since Jordan, which has the longest frontier with Israel of any Arab state, formed a joint military command with Syria and Egypt last week. A pro-Egyptian parliament was elected in Jordan a week ago. In Jerusalem, this is Max Jordan reporting.
This is Vienna calling. Stan Turner reporting. Hungary's shaken communist government said today that Soviet troops would leave Budapest as soon as the rebels lay down their arms. Defiant rebel radio broadcasts immediately rejected the whole idea. The Freedom Radio called on revolution fighters to hang on to their weapons and not surrender to Premier Imre Nagy, who they call, quote, a tool of the communists. A dispatch from Associated Press correspondent Andre Martin in Budapest says the government has virtually capitulated to a revolt led by a few thousand daring young men. He says the most important concession in principle is an acknowledgement that the revolution was caused by, quote, the grave crimes of the past decade, unquote. But there is still fighting in Budapest. The rebels claim complete control over a strip of western Hungary 100 miles long and 50 miles wide. Only 19 miles west of Budapest, rebel banners are flying all over western Hungary and in cities throughout the land. The Hungarian insurgents appear unsatisfied by Nagy's promises. A broadcast from the rebel-controlled city of Győr in northwest Hungary issued new demands for free elections and Hungary's withdrawal from the Soviet-dominated Warsaw Pact alliance of Eastern Europe. Announcement that the Soviet troop withdrawal from Budapest had begun appeared in the Hungarian communist newspaper. It came as reports spread that the Russians are still cleaning up rebel strong points in the capital. It also comes on the heels of a report that Russia is sending two armored units and Air Force ground personnel into eastern Hungary from Red Romania. Western nations are rushing blood, plasma, and medical supplies to Hungary's wounded. Church services and demonstrations of support for the Hungarian rebels are being held by exile groups in London, Paris, Copenhagen, Rome, and other cities in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. In Vienna, this is Stan Turner.
A British Kinsey report today estimated that 25% of the unmarried women in the United Kingdom have had sexual relations. Among married women in the survey, 40% admitted that they had premarital sexual intercourse. Dr. Eustace Chesser and a team of assistants compiled the report from questionnaires answered by 6,250 British women. Most girls there have had their first sexual experience between the ages of 18 and 20. British girls looking for husbands hold physical strength in far higher esteem than good looks. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Redall.
You know, Superior Redall store is featuring some lean, mean prices for steaks. Listen to this. Redall insured U.S. government grade choice beef steaks are 69 cents a pound, sirloin 79 cents a pound, and T-bone 89. Economy beefsteaks, round for 49 cents, sirloin or T-bone 59 cents. Sliced bacon 39 cents, ground beef 3 pounds 99 cents, and Wisconsin Colby cheese 39 cents. Plus, if you're in the mood for some frozen pies, listen to this. Your choice of Dutch oven, apple, or cherry, 10-ounce package, or banquet beef, chicken, or turkey, 5 for $1. Sun Frozen Orange Juice, 2 cans, 29 cents. And popular frozen vegetables, assorted varieties, 6 for only $1. Now is the time to shop at Superior's finest food store. That's Red Owl. Open daily 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and accepting S&H green stamps. And by the way, for the grand opening today, you can register for Red Owl's big prize drawing. Get details of the contest in the store.
Reports show that the Republican Party of Wisconsin spent $171,000 on the 1956 primary election campaign while bringing in $210,000. The Democratic Party reports collecting $5,300 and spending $24,300. Wisconsin Citizens for Eisenhower Committee collected $41,000 and spent $24,000. And the Wiley Senate Club, supporting Senator Alexander Wiley's reelection, received $29,000 and spent $24,000. An Air Defense Command Let Freedom Ring plaque was presented to the city of Superior yesterday at festivities held in connection with the Duluth Air Base open house. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson was on hand.
The late Major Richard Bong, Poplar's ace of aces in World War II, was honored at the luncheon. A P-38 of the type in which he set his record flew in the air show. His father, Carl, was presented a desk model of the new F-102A, now in service at the Duluth Air Force Base. But there are some unhappy nearby homeowners as the F-102A flew at supersonic speed during the air show, creating a sonic boom which shattered windows in some homes. The Duluth Base is the first in the nation to be equipped on a combat basis with the F-102A. 50,000 people were on hand for Sunday's show, bringing the grand total for the 2 days of the open house to 65,000. Meanwhile, the auxiliary to the Richard Bong American Legion Post has a Christmas gift shop window display at Superior Water, Light, and Power Company. This is an annual project to help wounded vets. Articles include stretch socks, scarves, tea aprons, stretch gloves and mittens, shirts, sweaters, billfolds, soft toys, books, games, and dish towels. Articles are sent to the Veterans Hospital at Wood, Michigan. The veterans choose presents for their families from these gifts. It brings pleasure to hospitalized veterans and their families at Christmas. Anyone wishing to donate a gift may leave it at the Superior Water, Light, and Power Company, Lou.
Thanks, Mike. And that, Tim, is the 6 o'clock Red Owl News.
I'm going to get busy knitting sweaters, mittens, and billfolds for the vets. Thanks, Lou.
You can't knit a billfold.
I can't knit a sweater or mittens either. So, people, pinch hit for King Timothy and start knitting those wallets and sweaters. When do they do, Pops?
November the 5th. It's a great cause.
You said it. Now the weatherman speaketh for this Monday, October 29th, 1956. Mild temps, 60 tomorrow, but some rain with electricity in it. I'm crank because I've got a brand new hot wax from Elvis himself, Mr. Radioactive himself. But first, here's Bill Haley and his Comets rocking around the clock on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 12 o'clock tonight. But it's flat, right, so join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the flag strikes. We're going to rock around. We'll be right back.
Lisa. Bill Haley's been burning up the billboards since Rock Around the Clock was released last year. They even made a movie out of it this year with Alan Freed and the Platters. But it first hit the big time in 1955's movie Blackboard Jungle with scary teenagers and a scary Glenn Ford. In our effort to continue laying some double entendres on you, we've got a live shot with Machine Gun Kelly, who's hunting red owls this afternoon. Hey there, big gun, how's the pickings?
Just eyeballing this joint. Man, I am gassed. Never seen anything like this cave. There is chow all the way up to the ceiling and aisle after aisle. I've gotten lost in the bakery department, scared in the meat department, and the toothpaste department.
Toothpaste department?
The whole department, just for your ivories, your armpits, and your ears. I'm afraid to touch anything, or I'll get crushed if one of these monster shelves falls on me. And they keep throwing green stamps at me, man. 1,200 to fill a book, and it's worth $2.
Sweet!
The bakery's real gone, King Timothy. Cupcakes, cookies, cakes, pies, rolls, bread, and my fave, Bismarck's. And they're giving out free samples. I got raspberry filling all over my shirt.
Boy, sounds like the big gun is about to snap his cap. We'll get back to you at the Red Owl on Belknap near Hayes Court there on grand opening day. But let's lay some ling ting tong on you from the Five Keys on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Try some okum boo, try some okum boo.
I went to Chinatown, way back in old Hong Kong, to get some egg foo young. And then I heard a gong. Ling ting tong, tried to sing that song called Tai Samokum Boo Daye, Tai Samokum Boo. Ling ting tong, he would never be wrong. Go on and sing your song. Ling ting tong. Ling ting tong, tried to sing that song called And as I look around, the lights were going down, and this is what I found back in Chinatown. A ling ting tong, can you sing that song called Tai Samokum Boom Daye, Tai Samokum Boom. Ling ting tong, he would never be wrong. Go on and sing your song. A ling ting tong. A ling ting tong, can you sing that song called Tai Samokum Boom Daye, Tai Samokum Boom.
Hi, Samokum Budaye, far out with the Five Keys and Ling Ting Tong on Kickin' KUWS. That made it to number 5 in the 1955 R&B charts last year.
Now it's time for George G. Newton of George G. Newton Realty. Good afternoon, Georgie.
Back at you, Lou and Timmy. But I got to tell you, I'm concerned. I mean, is bigger really better? This Red Owl supermarket, they got everything. I mean, is everything better?
Supermarkets are popping up everywhere. They have a lower price because they buy in bulk.
But is bulk buying better? I must pose the question.
Look, there's nothing wrong with bulk buying. I bought up a bunch of old homes on Connors Point during the Great Depression. It was a great deal for everyone.
So that's bad?
No, it's good. Really?
That's what I said. It's bad, Daddy-o.
Huh?
One of these days we'll get to the realty part.
I mean, I'll get there, Lou. But we're looking at a revolution in groceries. A seismic change in food. I mean, this place is so big. I understand they have more than 4,500 items from immense warehouses in Fargo and Green Bay. They're self-service, too. I mean, just go to the meat counter, get some hamburger or steaks or chops or lamb. You might not even see a butcher. He's wrapped and ready to go. I mean, the same with the fresh fruits and the vegetables. It's all self-service.
It's convenient.
I can't think of what life would be like without my butcher. Blood on his apron, a finger or three missing.
It's the death knell of corner groceries. What's going to happen to Gerzig Market? Well, East End Grocery or Bugle Brothers or Bueller's. 7th Street Market's been around here since 1917. Joanne Sell started the place, and now his grandsons are running it. Hey, look. I mean, convenience and a little lower price, that's one thing. But will these supermarkets have free delivery to your doorstep? Nope. Will they run a charge account for you? Will they take your order over the phone and get all the groceries for you? Nope, nope, and nope. I'm concerned. A piece of Americana is threatened here. Okay, I'll be quick with the best deal real estate anywhere. I got this great three-bedroom home near the college. Bath upstairs, a living room, dining room, and den, toilet and kitchen down. It's got maple floors, a full basement, oil, hot water, heat, and a garage. Immediate occupancy, and it's all for just $11,500. It's a steal.
By whom, cousin?
Cute, dim boy. But I can be cute, too. I got this sweet in South Superior. A three-room upstairs apartment. Utilities paid. You get to share a bathroom. It's just $50 a month. And the Alamo Hotel has winter rates now. They've got one, two, and three-room apartments starting at $30 a month and sleeping rooms at $5 a week with heat and electric all paid. You do have to share a bath.
Oh, nothing like sharing a bathroom with transients and winos.
Okay, so the Alamo Hotel might be a little seedy, but just a little. And finally, I got an elderly widow with a big empty house. She's got a sleeping room for two gentlemen, complete with twin beds, and she'll give them phone privileges. The price is negotiable. All that at the Newton Yaley Agency, 1531 Tower, or call 46623. Gotta run. Bye bye, guys.
Wow, do you think he's heading for Red Owl?
He likes green stamps.
It's time for a KUWS Radio Twin Spin. We've got two hot plates of young love. First, Sonny James, and then Tab Hunter on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
They say forever, boy and girl, there's just one love in this whole world. And I know I've found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. Kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
This is the KUWS Twin Spin. Now this version of Young Love from Tab Hunter.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love. Kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
This is a KUWS Twin Spin. Here's Tab Hunter's version of Young Love on Kickin' KUWS.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever. From your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love.
A KUWS Twin Spin! First Sonny James and then Tab Hunter by request from Dan Hagberg, who loves them both. Sonny James released his first version, and then it rode up to the top of the charts for 9 weeks this year. Tab Hunter's version is a sneak peek for release soon from Dot Records. Billy Bond and his orchestra backed up Tab on that one. Which one do you like best, Cal?
I like them both, but Sonny James is best.
Hey, time for Cool Cal Sabatini's Great Sports.
Let's face off, fans. Our Bays were beaten by Baltimore. Lenny Moore's 73-yard touchdown run broke a 21-21 tie in the fourth quarter as the Baltimore Colts defeated the Green Bay Packers 28-21 yesterday. Baltimore scored its other touchdowns in the second quarter on a 72-yard run by Moore and two passes by reserve quarterback Johnny Unitas, who subbed for the injured George Shaw. Can you say Wally Pipp? Tobin Roach passed for two Green Bay touchdowns and scored the other one himself on a four-yard sneak. The Detroit Lions, never a real pro grid power until the 1950s, remained the NFL's only unbeaten team, growling out a 16-7 win over the Los Angeles Rams. The dazzling Texan Bobby Lane was practically the whole show for the Lions yesterday. He kicked two field goals for a 6-0 halftime lead and engineered a 57-yard touchdown drive in the third quarter. The Bears went all the way to the Golden Gate, and it's highly likely Coast fans will give it to Rick Caceres if he doesn't come to San Francisco again. The young Bear fullback tallied four times to run his season TD total to 10. Rookie signal caller Earl Morrill moved the 49ers in 2 second-quarter scores, but the losers couldn't keep up with coach George Halas's all-around Bear power. The Giants threw up a solid defense to hold the Eagles to a first-period field goal by Bobby Walston. With that out of their way, the Giants struck for touchdowns by Alex Webster and Frank Gifford by thumping Philadelphia 20-3. After mulling it over for 7 months, the U.S. Navy has decided it cannot use baseball star Johnny Podres and is returning him to the Brooklyn Dodgers, who undoubtedly can. Dem bums couldn't contain their jubilation over the release of the 24-year-old Padres, who whipped the New York Yankees twice in the 1955 World Series to help them win their first world championship. Uncle Sam's weightlifting team, called by its coach the strongest we've ever had, is confident of defeating Russia at the Summer Olympic Games down under in Melbourne next month. Led by super heavyweight Paul Anderson, coach Bob Hoffman says nobody beats the Russians, but we're going to beat them. And wrestling promoter Sammy Gallup has a full card for Thursday night's wrestling at the Superior VFW, featured our Bearcat Wright against meanie Joe Pazendak. This is Cal Sabatini, hoping all your face-offs are friendly.
Cal, you are so cool. You give me goosebumps all over my body. So does Meanie Joe Pazendak. As promised, here's that wiggly kid from Memphis. Latest hot wax is burning up the dolls and kittens and all the slow dances. Here's Elvis Presley at Love Me Tender on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's then that I and we'll never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
us last month to America on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley. He is the hottest, baddest, real gone cat under the sun with a mean set of sideburns. Love Me Tender was adapted from a Civil War tune called Aurelie. So this hot wax was first titled Aurelie Tender. Let's go back to Red All and its grand opening blast with Machine Gun Kelly. What's the word from the bird there, Big Gun?
Everything's buzzing, cousin. Pretty cool about that Civil War tune, but you're jiving me about the Aurelie Tender, man.
What's a show without a little jive?
Hey, brother, this place is hopping, and it's got everything, like 138 kinds of cheese. But I gotta say, that Red Owl is pretty spooky.
It looks like it's gonna eat your face.
Or beak you to death. Pretty dark looking with those alien sci-fi eyes and ears that look like horns. But hey, they got free samples of Halloween candy, Clyde.
My favorite is candy corn. They got candy corn gun, right?
Probably 138 kinds. And there's some ancient guy filling his face and pockets with it. Hey, mister, you like the free candy?
Oh, do I ever. Old Georgie G. Newton, George G. Newton Realty never misses a freebie.
You talk funny, man.
And he never misses a chance for a freebie plug.
Hey, Georgie, I thought you didn't like the supermarket. Why aren't you at Bugle Brothers or something?
You caught me. I still go to my corner grocery. It's just that, well...
A freebie's a freebie, but I won't tell either one of the Bugle Brothers.
The Bugle Butcher would pound you, man. Cool. Cal's here, too.
They got jack-o'-lanterns for 5 cents each.
Can't beat that.
The bakery's got cream-filled hockey pucks, but I got lost in the cheese department. And that owl's watching every move I make.
Yeah, that owl is lame, Daddy-O.
Who would have thought George G. would be a hepcat over the bad news owl? Or the owls making cool Cal paranoid.
Or that they'd have cream-filled hockey pucks in the bakery.
Time to cut out cats and kittens. Tonight on KDAL-TV at 6:30, it's Up, Up, and Away with Superman, followed by Phil Silvers, Victory at Sea, and the $64,000 question. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and the Red Aldous and Pekka 6 feet under.
Hey, they got this one place that does nothing but cash payroll checks and give pennies for return bottles. Not sure what would get us more money, King Timothy, a 12-pack of bottles or our paycheck.
You got that right. For Lou Martin and Cool Cal, this is Tim Michaels rocking your world, baby.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1956. An original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Duke Scorch, Al Katz, Jim Packard, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1956 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
Oh, bye, bye.